Hello, I'm Mikey 1 Minute. I'm the host of the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast, and this is a bonus time episode, episode number 7 for bonus time, for the week of June 20th, 2022. The bonus time episodes are the comings and goings from the news world of entertainment, projects that I'm excited about, news that I find that are upcoming that I think you guys will like too, and all in one condensed area. But I start off with these with the tip of the week. But before I can even get to that, I want to talk about we finally crossed over 1,000 listens this week. I really appreciate that. I set an ambitious goal of getting to that in 180 days for a new podcast for somebody that doesn't know a whole lot about the industry, and I'm figuring out things as we go along. We hit it in 106 days, and I really am grateful for every single one of you, every single listen, every time somebody's given me feedback, every time somebody's given me tips, music from Brian, collaboration with Tony, feedback from Andy and Lillian, talking to Val, Pixie, anybody else that's helped us along, Zach Deuce, anybody that's helped me along the way, I am deeply grateful for each and every one of you. If you'd ever like to interact with the shows, I reply back to every direct message, every email. I should start reading some of those on the podcast as well, but I reply every single time. And I'm appreciative of every single one of you. I can't wait to see where this goes over the next year and time after that. But the tip of the week this week, I saw this a lot on Twitter. People are having a really hard time with mental health and how things are going, and it's heartbreaking. And my tip is to don't give up. I know it's so easy to say that, but good things are around the corner. You might not always believe it, but if you take the I don't want to say easy way out. If you make the ultimate decision, it's really hard to recover. You can never recover from that. The ultimate decision, there is no going back from that. Please don't. Try to find something positive. Reach out to people. Reach out to the suicide prevention line. Look, if I'm going to be totally honest here, I've had bouts of depression, and I actually had two suicide attempts, one when I was very young, when I was a teenager, and one when I was much older. And I can only say one thing in particular, that so I don't know if people won't believe in like interventions or something happened. Something happened in time, the first time, that and it's the only reason I'm still here. And I couldn't see the bright spots of every day. And I don't even know what to say, and I wasn't planning on taking this route, but I didn't see all the good in my life, and I've had some amazing things happen to me from those points, but if something didn't go right the first time, I never would have been here in the first place. So don't give up. Believe in yourself. It's a very cruel, cynical world that we live in, and just remember that somebody out there loves you. You may not see it right now, and you may not see it in the short term, but it is true. Somebody out there loves you right now. You have loved ones. You can feel the love. You may not see it, but it is there. Hang on. We believe in you. You got this, and I believe in you. This is not directed at any one person or anything. It's just I've been thinking about it, and it made me think about things that I've struggled with in the past, and I feel like I'm a little all over the place there, but I think it's important to say, don't give up. So I don't know how you easily segue into something you don't. So we'll just go right into the upcoming releases and dates. The Elvis biopic should drop today, being Friday the 24th, as long as well as the Black Phone. They probably already had the previews at the time this came out as well. It's still projecting that Top Gun Maverick might take the lead over all of those, including Jurassic World and what was the other one? Lightyear that came out. I'm not sure about that. I have some strong thoughts about Top Gun Maverick. It's a good movie. It's a great movie. But it's not without its flaws, and I'm getting a little irritated that there's some, especially in the Twitterverse, that claim that this is the perfect movie, there's no plot holes. Really? I have a Takedown episode. There's a new series I'm coming out with. It's called the Takedown series, where I take on beloved blockbusters and favorite movies of everybody, and I point out things that aren't right with them. Or I take down people that unfairly criticize things that they shouldn't. Those will be coming up here shortly. But on the series releases, we have Umbrella Academy on Netflix that came out yesterday, the June 22nd. Westworld season, what is it, season 4 now? HBO Max is on June 26th. Only Murderers in the Building, June 28th, next week on Hulu. Super excited for that. And Baymax season 1 is on Disney Plus on June 29th. But we are here for this. Thank you, Russell. He's so fired up, isn't he? The entertainment news, the comings and goings. Lightyear underperforming. We were expecting to see around 80 million opening weekend, but it ended up with 50 million. Fun fact, that still doubles of any other premiere opening weekend of any other kids or family movies that started out since the pandemic. One thing about these kids movies or family movies is that they have legs. I actually expect to see a big second week because not everybody goes the first week. It makes it big over a long period of time. And it's the only kids movie out there right now. I think Bad Guys isn't out as much anymore. They're not going to lose anybody to Black Phone or Elvis. It's still the only kids game in town. It's gonna do well. Bob's Burgers movies coming to HBO Max. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. But no. Bob's Burgers movies coming to HBO Max and Hulu on July. I forgot the date. I think it's the 18th. It's July 12th. It's a quick turnaround from the theaters. It just recently came out, and it's already going to be on there, and actually did fairly well at the movie theaters. I was surprised by that. We got the first trailer for Not Okay with Zoe Dutch and Dylan O'Brien. It comes to Hulu on the 29th. You can see the trailer on my Twitter page. Dylan O'Brien, I had to do a double take because I thought it was Paul Walker. Just the way he looks. He looks totally different from Dylan O'Brien, obviously. I did a poll this week about Stranger Things of who they thought was going to die in Volume 2 of Season 4. 47% said Eddie. Okay, goodbye, Eddie. 32% said Steve. Not really surprised there. I think he sort of sacrificed himself for, was it Nancy? 12% said Dustin, which is kind of a shocker, and 6% said Other. We'll see. It's right around the corner. It's a week from today. Stranger Things, Season 4, Volume 2. I'll be there. I can't wait to finish it up. Guy Ritchie is going to make a live-action remake of Hercules. But I'm wondering why this was brought up. Like, is this really needed? But as I say that, I think about the Chip and Dale reboot. And it was enjoyable. So let's just see what happens. The Zootopia Plus hits Disney Plus on November 9th. I enjoyed the first movie a lot. I'm kind of surprised by this series. And really, Zootopia Plus, is that the best name we could think of? Zootopia ampersand, Zootopia division symbol, like Zootopia the Lost World. Like, that's the only name you could come up with? That's weak. You know what? And I talked about this earlier. I'm going to address an email from, let me see if I can find her name. Sandra in Bentonville, somewhere in Arkansas. Starts with a B. I'll have to look at it again. She basically brought up this last week. Why do I cover kids' series so much? And because most of my listeners are that age group, so around my age, so they mostly have small children, or I assume that they do. And it interests me. And if I think people around my age group, they probably find this interesting for their kids as well. So yes, I'm going to cover kids' things because I see it a lot with my kids. If you don't really like it, I'm sorry. I guess you can skip over those ones. But I think it still brings something to the show, and I hope it... Maybe I should steer it maybe differently. Maybe I'm totally wrong in this one. Let me hear your feedback. Try that again. Lego Star Wars summer holiday event is coming to Disney Plus on August 5th. Looks like it's making fun of itself in the Star Wars realm, and I really appreciate that, and I'm here for it. Lego has this certain formula that's been working for them, and this is it. The Game of Thrones spinoff with Kit Carrington returning as Jon Snow is reportedly in development, and I'm here for it. I was a huge fan of the series. And I was a huge fan of him as Jon Snow, and I'm hopeful more will come from this. Supposedly, Kit and his team already wrote it, and they're working with the HBO producers already. We got a trailer for the movie Smile, and it looks terrifying. I believe it drops on September 30th. Keep an eye on that one. That looks terrifying. It sounds like we have another Planet of the Apes trilogy in the works, and I'm really wondering why. I found them enjoyable over the years, all the different ones of them, the old ones and the new ones, but it seems like the series needs a break. To put out a whole nother trilogy right after the other one just came out, I don't know, you're going to get viewer fatigue on that one. Netflix is dropping a movie on July 28th. It's called Keep Breathing. And from what I could tell, it looks like almost a remake of Hatchet, the book Hatchet, but with a female lead. I think it's interesting. It looks like she crashes on a plane all by herself out in the middle of nowhere and is trying to survive. The Marvel superhero Wonder Man is getting his own Disney Plus series. I know people are getting sick of all the series on Disney, but there's so many stories to be told. This one, he's actually part of the West Coast Avengers. I know he has tie-ins to the Scarlet Witch and Vision, and we will see what happens from it. I think it's cool that we're getting shows like Ms. Marvel and things like that. Superheroes that aren't as well known that should get a chance in the spotlight so they could develop some characters. We got a sneak peek at Ana de Armas's as Marilyn Monroe in the biopic Blonde. That's due out on September 23rd. This is the one where the director peeved me off by saying it was one of the greatest movies ever made. We shall see. Actually, she does look like Marilyn Monroe, like stunningly like Marilyn Monroe. I'm excited to see it. Let's see what happens. To recap the week of reviews I did, the other day I dropped one on Candy with Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake on Hulu about a true story about a murder. I wasn't as high as on that one. Hack Season 2, I dropped a review, I believe, on last Tuesday. Well, that was with Gene Smart. That was fantastic. Also just did one on Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hello there. And that came out on Thursday. And the Jurassic Park Revisited from 1993 also came out earlier today. What am I currently watching and reviews that are upcoming? This is Miss Marvel. I just mentioned that one. The criticism seems super unfair so far. If you either you like it or you don't, I get that aspect, but I don't believe some people are giving it a fair shake. Upcoming Hustle on Netflix, Spider-Head on Netflix. And I got to be honest with you, I just finished The Boys, Herogasm, and it was nothing short of incredible. My hair on my arms were sticking up because it was so unexpected. Some things, it was so crazy. It is as raunchy and as bad as they say, but they tie up some loose ends that things finally come to a head that we've been building up for a long time, and you finally get to see some conflict get some type of resolution. It was incredible. They've been hyping this episode up for weeks now, or at least the last week, saying it was the craziest thing that they've ever done, and they were right. It was insane. It's not for every audience, that's for darn sure. So I don't swear on this one. As always, thanks for listening. Please refer a friend. It's the only way for the podcast to grow and evolve is through you, and I'm appreciative for each and every one of you. Have a good week. Until next week.